when you reach that energy level. And you ask the question, why don't they invent laser guns today? Because it takes, there is not enough batteries to energize that much. So we each charge, when it's discharged, they got to build up again. So they haven't until they come up with a way to get that amount of portable electrical voltage, they can't have a laser gun yet. But they can have one mounted to a big, you know, a transport. And in the same way, every time there's a discharge, you go back to God and recharge again with your love for God. And so it flows on and on until Jesus comes. The secret place is where you can say the prayer that David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me and know my reins." Why does he sing all those things? I mean, he's a man of God. "Search me, O God, and know my heart today." Because every day he cleanses himself. His motivation he brings before God. Every day. So that God can use him mightily. And that's Jesus telling us in Matthew 6. There is a secret place that we all must find. David calls it the secret place of the Most High God. And think about the power that flow forth from the secret place of the Most High God. "No evil shall befall you." Psalms 91. "A thousand shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you." Such is the power that flows in the secret place. And as we come to a close, let's examine our hearts in God. Because Christianity is hard Christianity. Yes, I believe in being an active Christian. I believe in doing great things for God. I believe in doing wonderful things for God. I believe in doing charitable things for God. I believe in doing things that will benefit this world and mankind. But before we do all those things, we have to examine our heart before God. So that what we do comes from the energy of love. Love. The love of God energizes us. Let's pray. Father, we ask, Lord, that you search our hearts. Search our minds and search our souls. When Jesus came, he found the many works of the Pharisees wanting and inadequate. We ask, O Father God, that you would search our hearts, minds, soul and strength. For we never realize how powerful love is, Lord. Behind every healing of Jesus is His compassion. Behind the sacrifice of Jesus is His love. Behind all the great exploits of Christianity, the things that have changed this world is the love of God. Men and women who love you unreservedly, who pay the price and who sacrifice everything that they may love you with all their heart, mind, soul and strength. We pray, O God, that as we examine ourselves in you, there is no mountain too high that we cannot climb over. No valley too low that we cannot walk through. No wall too thick that we cannot climb over or go around. Father, when the love of God is there, all things are possible to those who love you. When the love of God is there, there is no situation so difficult that we can't overcome. Because love never fails. Everything else may fail, but love never fails. And love energizes faith in everything else. So we ask that you search our hearts and know our hearts, O Lord, this day. This is a word that the Lord is giving into our hearts and into our life. Have you a family situation that you find it difficult? The Lord says, if you find it difficult, it's because your love is wanting. Not because your spouse is wanting. Not because the cross is too difficult. But because your love is insufficient. If you're climbing the mountain and you're halfway up, and your energy is sapping, and you find you lost your will to carry on. You want to give up. You want to stop. You want to go back down. You know why you have stopped? Because your love was insufficient. The Lord calls unto you. Come and re-energize yourself with His love. Come and allow His love to fill you. Because only the love of God will be able to bring you all the way up to that mountain peak. Only the love of God will enable you to pay the price of the cross to win your loved ones over. Only the love of God in your life can you find the motivation to carry on day by day bearing the cross that you have. Only the love of God in your life would help you to be able to press through the environment, the situation that is facing you. The Lord says, admit it. Thy love is lacking. But come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For the love of God will fill you afresh. Like Paul, he says, the love of God constrained him to preach the gospel. He faced many stripes. He faced persecution. He faced stoning. He faced death. He faced shipwreck. He faced dangers. Because, he says, the love of God constrains me to go on and on. And the Lord is calling on His people to fill up with His love. For His love will energize you. The key to being and releasing that being is the love of God. Father, establish the love of God in our heart and in our life. Let that love so change and transform us so that our every word be a word of love. Our every conversation be a conversation of love. Our every thought be a thought of love. Our every action be an action of love. Our every planning and our every area endeavor would be an endeavor of love. And cause it all to be a labor of love for God. A love for you and a love for people. Change our hearts and minds, Lord. Strengthen our hearts to love you and to love people. For there is no one who goes beyond God's love. No one. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely also give us all things? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For the Lord says, when you know the love of Christ, you will be more than a conqueror through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded, Paul says, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor things present, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created being shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Father, establish this love in our heart and life. For we admit, Lord, day by day, our love waxes. Sometimes cold, sometimes hot, sometimes less, sometimes more. And oh Father, we all need a refreshing of the love of God. That our very lives will be a fragrance to Your love. Establish love in each heart, oh Lord. Thank You, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen.